Hi, this is Heaton Shah.
And this is Stelly Efty. And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about work ethic.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And this was inspired by a tweet you posted recently, Heaton, that got a lot of responses and that I thought was super fascinating, something that I'd love to kind of unpack with you on the podcast. Why don't you, do you have the tweet in front of you? Why don't you read us the tweet first?
Yeah. I'll read the tweet. It got a pretty good response and it's interesting. So this was on December 30th. And what I wrote was, your own work ethic and that of the people around you need to match. If they don't, it'll make it harder to get alignment. And I know we've talked about alignment probably quite a bit now, and now I'm going to go find the exact episode. The first time we talked about it was episode 76, I believe, around startup team alignment. The actual first time we actually talked about it was episode 21 about how to simplify complexity in startups. And then even episode 77 was about startup team hacks working well with difficult people, in quotes. And then we talked about it in episode 146, stop trying to control people. And then we talked about it in episode 91, leadership versus management. This is just how it showed up in Google. But we've talked about it in many episodes. I'm gonna go through them again because these are probably great ones for people to listen to. But episode 21. Episode 76, episode 91, episode 146. Those are all the ones that we talked about alignment in. And so we've got a lot of content and a lot of things that we've said about that. And my revelation on December 30th had to do with how work ethic has a lot to do with it.
How come? What triggered that tweet? What triggered that thought? What made you think about it and then communicate it out on Twitter?
So it was like, almost the last day of the year. So it was the day before the last day of the year. I actually have been tweeting some things like later in the evening. So this was at like 9:37 p.m. Pacific. And usually that's when I'm just thinking about stuff. It's not that I'm trying to go to sleep or anything. It's before I go to sleep. I'm probably not, doing anything more than email and, happen to go find myself on Twitter. And then I hit that tweet button and I just put something out there. But these days, I've just been thinking a lot about work in general and how people like to work. And then this came up because I have a ton of team members that either I've managed in the past or work with or partners or even people that I work with right now and some people that I've even had to let go last year. And one of the things that I realized is that there's a sort of collective work ethic that develops in an organization, in a company, or even between two individuals. It's a collective work ethic. And it's like, when it's not the same, it actually makes it so much harder to go figure out how you're going to get stuff done. And the way you and I have talked about alignment, it was about like, it's alignment is used as a tool to get more stuff done or get when you're not in sync and all of you are not doing the same things or focused on the same goal. Alignment is a good word. It's a good system to enable you to sort of get back to kind of what matters. And I realized that if your work ethic doesn't match, it doesn't work. I'll give one example. Most of the people on the teams I work on have one of two modes. They're either, and this is not everyone, there's very few people that are in mode two, but mode one is like, if something needs to get done for the company, it doesn't matter who you are, it just gets done. That because that's your responsibility, that's your job. And if you can help in any way, you will. And what that ends up meaning is that sometimes someone on a Saturday has to do something. Sometimes someone on a Friday night has to answer a text from me, usually, or, they have to stay up late, or, when the server goes down, one of the engineers is always on it, no matter what. And we have very small teams these days. And so this becomes super important. And what I noticed is that, if I text somebody or ask somebody for something late in the day and they don't respond till the morning, but it was urgent, or not even urgent, but important enough, then it's a just different work style, different work ethic. And I don't mean that people need to work their ass off or anything like that. It's just that the way that the majority of the team or, the other person, if it's just a two-person relationship, treats their work, that's how you need to treat it as well. Otherwise, you're just not a good fit. And it's something I haven't really seen anybody talk about.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of powerful stuff in there, and I have some even recent examples in our own company about this. But first, I'd love to unpack a little bit how you think your work ethic developed. Like, is this something you learned from your father? Is this something you, is it nature or nurture? Was it a mix of it? Was it always the same, you know, even going to school? Like, how do you think you arrived at the work ethic that you have today? And how would you even describe your work ethic today?
Yeah, that's a great way to start thinking about it. So I think the cop out is to say, oh, I learned it from my father or growing up from my parents. Although there's probably a lot of truth to it. I think that's really a cop out though, because my father is a physician. He would do a lot of things and you could call him a workaholic. And I would say he has a very similar work ethic to myself. Maybe it has to do with just value systems, but I think that's a cop out because as you get in the workplace as an individual, you develop your own systems as well. And your own way of like what you gravitate towards in terms of work. I think it boils down pretty simply to me in terms of my work ethic and what I look for in team members. And I've said a couple of these things before, but number one is like when you have a job to do, whether it's a small task, a big task, or like if what most people would call a job at a company, do you have 100% ownership and responsibility over that role? What that means is like whatever happens in that role or even any ancillary roles or maybe even at the whole company, you take personally to some extent, not in a negative way or anything, but it matters to you, right? Even like things like when someone in customer support, there's a support ticket and they're yelling at a customer support person, you're there to help, right? Or you have the empathy from that team member saying, oh, that sucks. You know, is there any way I can help you kind of thing? So there's a lot around that to me to help kind of explain, I think, how I think about it is responsibility. Another one that I really like to use a lot is that when you screw up as a team member, like on something, you're more upset about it than anyone can be at you. And maybe you learned it growing up. Maybe, you know, maybe your parents were like that, or maybe you just realized that like you have to take responsibility for things. Maybe there's a level of maturity that relates to it. I definitely, as a child, matured pretty quickly. I know you did as well, Stelly, for probably many reasons. And it's like, are you an adult? Like, are you taking responsibility for your actions or your lack of action? And do you take that ownership? And that's the work ethic that I really value and look for. And it might be old school, you know, as some people I've heard call it. It might be, you know, anti-millennial, although I think that's a cop out too. I know a lot of people that were classified as millennials. I'm technically borderline. I'm pretty sure you're millennial too, some level of borderline. That's bullshit. Like we can all be responsible for our work and our jobs and our lives and what we're doing. And I think that it's like I just take a high level of responsibility. And I'll say one more word about it, which is like pride. Are you pride in the job you're doing? Are you proud? Do you have pride in it? Are you proud of the work you put out? Whatever it may be, as simple as like a tweet. I'm proud of my tweets when they work, and I'm pissed when they don't. And that's why, like, sometimes I get tweets that get, you know, people like them, and then we talk about them on the show, and that's awesome, you know. But like, I have pride in that shit.
I love that. Well, wow. So work ethic. This is so much in this topic that I love to unpack. But I'll jump on this note, which is coming back to the idea of not really labeling what is good work ethic, what is not